my particular line of work requires, in my opinion, that I compartmentalize my feelings and I leave them to the side and I focus on the action of kicking the ball and not the consequence. So as difficult as that may be at times, you know, that is the challenge that I'm facing right now. That's my only option, is to just continue to work and focus on the action, focus on the process, and, you know, let the results take care of themselves after just putting in the work.
Justin Tucker's just proven that he's human.
Yeah.
That's it. He's human. Now, I don't want his mortality to get in the way of winning games, but that's what we're seeing from Justin Tucker right now. The guy is not, you know, the kicker that he once was.
No, definitely not. I mean, this guy was, you know, widely talked about as the best kicker in the history of the league, most accurate ever, with a big leg. I mean, he holds the record for the longest field goal ever.
Uh-huh.
What used to be automatic, and 50-yard field goal automatic, he wouldn't miss, and can't make them anymore. He's missing short field goals.
Yeah.
They're all going left.
Yeah, they're all going left, and I don't know why they all go left. I'm not ready to audition other kickers. I'm not ready to explore free agency because those guys aren't good.
You can't do
He's
it
He's better
now.
Than those guys.
Yeah.
So you
certainly
suck
can't
it up.
Do it midseason.
No, you can't. There's nobody out there. There's not a kicker out there midseason that's going to be better than Justin Tucker.
No. No, there isn't. I mean, like I said, who's hanging out, you know, sitting on a bench at a bus stop right now waiting to get picked up as a kicker? Like, they're not out there.
Who is it?
Yeah.
I want to kick. All right, come on in.
Right.
Take Justin Tucker's spot, Hall of Famer. Having said all of that, he misses a crucial kick on Monday. It's going to be worth talking about on Tuesday. I think if he misses any kick on Monday, even if the Ravens win, it's going to be talked about on Tuesday.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Please. I mean, worth talking about. It's going to be hard to get away from.
Yeah.
He missed a kick in this game, especially if it's a loss.
Phew.
You know, if you miss a kick in a win, it's going to be an issue. If you miss a kick in a loss, it's going to be people are going to be crazy.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Do you think the Ravens saw this coming in the summer?
I don't know, because people you talk to say he's had a steady decline over the last, you know, I don't know, two seasons, say? What?
It's tough, ain't it? Tough, ain't it?
Can you go talk to our boss after this and just tell him what a bitch his hours are?
Pull back the curtains a little bit. My photographer is having a hard time over here to my left. This is not easy.
This is
not easy, man. Wait, he's going to follow me to Upper Marlboro for a 6 o'clock tip-off? Oh, you better ride with us, buddy. You're not getting home about 10. You can get up at 4 and get home at 10. Yeah. But, yeah, the steady decline, you had to have seen something in the summer, but was it worth you – naturally not worth you replacing Tucker. I'm not saying to that extent, but you had to see some kind of decline beginning in the summer.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, this isn't... It's like he forgot how to kick all of a sudden. You know, just...
No.
It's just... Nah. And it's just odd, because now... It used to be you trot him out there. It's like, we're good. And if he missed something, be like, whoa.
You would go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
A lot of a field goal. I'm going to use this time.
I'm
going
to get
to
a
the
beer.
Bathroom.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, I hope he makes it. Because the one he made on Sunday, what, 54 yards?
Mm-hmm.
That was no chip shot. And I honestly thought, well, the two he just missed, there's no way he's going to make this one. And then he makes it.
Yeah. As he said, you got to compartmentalize every kick is different, is what he said.
Let's go to Sykesville. Get Ed. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
So yesterday I looked up some stats regarding Tucker and so Sam Cook was his holder for the first longest tenure of his career, pretty much, till 2022. Then Jordan Stout took over. In 2022, or 2021, I'm sorry, he had like 95% field goal percentage, the highest of his career. That's when he made the 66-yarder, was doing great. Sam Cook retired, or was let go, whatever they did, I don't remember. Brought in Stout, and his field goal percentage has dropped to 86%, 86%, and then this year's at 72%. I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but he's never had a stretch like this in his career, and all of a sudden his holder's different. So,
do you think if after all these years you got a special teams coach, a head coach is a special teams coach, you think if it was as simple as the holder, they will let it continue to go this way?
That's a great point. That's a great point. I just don't know.
If he went from 90 to 70 this year, and you look, it's the holder, then yeah, that's it. But you're dealing with – we can criticize John Harbaugh for a lot of things. He doesn't know offense. He doesn't know defense. Well, we know he knows special teams.
Right, yes.
So if it was as simple as the holder, and this guy's been here now for what, year number three? I think they would change the holder.
Yeah, and you think they wouldn't have picked up on this by now? Because it's funny, you mentioned that. One of the things that stood out to me of all the times I've gone out to Ravens camp preseason, one time I saw Harbaugh lose his patience, not a bad way. He ran onto the field, which I've never seen him do before. He runs onto the field during special teams. He starts grabbing people by the shoulders and placing, like, you stand here, you're here. Like, actually moving people around like chess pieces on the field. He knows special teams.
Yes.
That's his thing. And he couldn't take it anymore and started actually moving people. Like Peyton Manning used to do. Like just grab it. Nope. Just move over here.
Yeah, Justin Tucker talked about the holder yesterday.
Yeah, Nick and Jordan are doing a good job. They're doing a good job. And whenever I miss a kick, it's because I let one get away. I've said this before. And whenever we make kicks, it's because all of us are doing exactly what we need to do to make kicks.
Yeah, I mean, it's the guy, Justin Tucker's not young, folks. He's not young. He's been around since 2012. He was on the Super Bowl team. Mm-hmm. Is he the only one left from that team? He's 35 years old. Ugh. And before you tell, in fact, happy birthday, Justin Tucker. He turns 35 today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so before you tell me, well, 35 is not old, it's not for you and me, but for playing football, it's a long time to play football. Let's go to Parkville, get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Yeah, I was thinking, I think it was Mark Stover that spoke to his mechanic.
Matt Stover?
Yes, sir. And he said he was studying it, and he didn't see anything mechanically, so... It's like you're saying, a lot of people think, okay, he just trots out there. And the switching of the holder and everything, I think Stover probably would have commented on that, knowing that he did it for so long. So I'm either thinking it's, father time starting to kick in, and maybe the strength's not there, and he's trying to compensate a little, or it's just maybe a mental thing.
And you know how some pitchers – for the majority of their career or the beginning of their career, they're flamethrowers.
Mm-hmm.
They can just throw it by you. And for some reason, later on in their career, they have to redefine themselves.
R.A. Dickey.
Frank Tanana.
Yeah, Frank Tanana. Yep.
You know, they have to redefine themselves. Yeah. They can still pitch, mm-hmm. but not like they used to. Maybe this is that season where Justin Tucker has to redefine himself, figure out who today's Justin, the 35-year-old Justin Tucker is. Maybe he can't do it like he once did it. It's not that he can't do it at all. Maybe he has to redefine himself and figure out another way to get it done. Because the way you're doing it right now is not making it, not good enough. Water's Edge. Mike, what's up, Mike?
How we doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment about Tucker. And hear me out a second. I'm piggybacking off another call. I can't remember what time slot the guy called. But real quick, he suggested that Stout start handling the kickoff duties, and the guy was a collegiate kicker, so he knew what he was talking about. He said that would take some of the pressure off of Justin and not take as much of a toll on his body. And I hear that Stout used to kick. He was a place kicker. I don't know, college or high school or where, but just wanted to get your opinion on that. He's got the leg for it. That could help some. All right. Let's have a good Thanksgiving, everybody.
Well, they were talking him actually taking over like kickoff duties because he has a big leg. I mean, he's correct in that. Because when he came, they talked about him actually doing exactly that, taking off kickoff duties. He was a kickoff specialist. He came from Penn State, played for Virginia Tech and Penn State. But out of Penn State, he was doing both. He was doing kickoffs and punts.
Yeah, the problem is, though, as a kicker, he was 16 of 23. That's less than 70%.
Yeah, that's why he was doing kickoffs.
At his last year at Penn State, he was 16 of 23. He missed a couple of extra points as well. So I think maybe he's just punting because that's what he does best. Not to speak the kickoffs, though.
Yeah.